وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all your sacrifices and for the khidmat of deen that you are making and sacrificing your time in the early hours of the morning. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إلى آخر السورة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we will be sharing with you in the morning nasiha every day the illuminating discourses of the noble Quran. And this is by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Ashiq Ilahi Muhajir Madani Rahmatullah Alayh, and it was translated by Mufti Afzal Hussein Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, who had done a sterling job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate them in rank. We know that it is an incumbent duty upon every mu'min to be attached to the noble Quran. The Quran Majid is such a kitab. To touch it is ibadat. And there is no other book that holds this distinguished feature that you have to hold it with taharat. La yamassuhu illa al-muttaharun. That none should hold it, touch it, except those who are in a state of ritual purity. So to touch the noble Quran Majid is ibadat. To look at the noble Quran is ibadat. To recite the noble Quran is ibadat. To understand the message of the noble Quran is an ibadat. To propagate the message of the noble Quran is an ibadat. To memorize the noble Quran is an ibadat. The Quran-e-Majid in its entirety is the uncreated speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is fully an ibadat. We need to attach ourselves with the noble Quran. And now from these discourses, insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will not be deprived and we will become the subjects of that beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. So this is such a lofty status that we are referred to as khayrukum, the best amongst you. So these few minutes in the morning, let us listen attentively to these discourses. And for those that may be busy in the mornings or have something else on the schedule, then it would be wise of you to subscribe to the podcast with Markaz Sahaba and contacting Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. And then in your leisure time, you can listen to it. And they will be very, very brief and very, very short. But you will be surprised what great information there is at hand from these illuminating discourses. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of taking advantage and then become now true students of the noble Quran and then endeavor to act on whatever, you know, message the Noble Quran is giving us. And we must be famously known as Ahlul Quran, the people of the Noble Quran. The translation of Surah Al-Fatiha is as follows, that in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, all praise is only for Allah, the Lord of the Universe, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, Master of the Day of Retribution. Only you do we worship, and only you do we ask for help. Guide us upon the straight path, the path of those whom you have favored, not the path of those who have incurred your wrath, nor those who have gone astray. Now, the various names and virtues of Surah Al-Fatiha. Some commentators are of the opinion that Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed in Mecca, and others say it was revealed in Medina Munawwara. Of the many attributes to the Surah, the most famous is that of Al-Fatiha. The Tafsir of Al-Ilqad reports as many as 25 names for the Surah, and some of these names are as follows. Fatihatul Kitab, the opening of the book. Fatihatul Quran, the introduction of the Quran. Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. Ummul Quran, the mother of the Quran. As-Sab'ul Mathani, the seven oft-repeated verses. Suratul Mathani, the chapter of supplication. Suratul Suwal, the chapter of entreaty. Suratul Hamd, the chapter of praise. Suratul Shukr, the chapter of gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Al-Fatiha in verse 87 of Surah Hijr. Verily, we have granted you seven verses that are often repeated and the glorious Quran. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi writes that Surah Al-Fatiha is called Ummul Kitab because it is written at the beginning of all manuscripts of the Quran and because Salah begins with its recitation. A great virtue of this Surah is that it is recited in all the rakats of Salah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi also reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Surah Al-Fatiha is the greatest surah in the Quran. Imam Tirmizi reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, by Allah, such a surah, the Surah Al-Fatiha, has not been revealed in the Torah, nor in the Injil, nor in the Zabur, nor in the Quran. The Mustadrak of Hakim reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam called Surah Al-Fatiha the best of the Quran. Certain ahadith have mentioned that Surah Al-Fatiha is equivalent to two-thirds of the Quran. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that only four things were revealed from the treasures that lie beneath the throne of Allah. And these are Ummul Kitab, referring to Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, and Surah Al-Kawthar. Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi narrates that the accursed Iblis cried on the following four occasions: when Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed, when Allah declared him to be accursed, when he was banished to the earth, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was commissioned as the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Muslim reports that Jibreel alayhi salam was once sitting with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when a thunderous sound was heard from the sky. Looking towards the sky, Jibreel alayhi salam said that a door of the heavens was opened which was never opened before. When an angel descended from it, Jibreel alayhi salam said that this angel has never descended to earth before. The angel came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, listen to the glad tidings that two celestial lights will be revealed to you, which have never been granted to any other prophet before you. Fatihatu al-Kitab, the Surah Fatiha, and the concluding verses of Surah al-Baqarah. Allah will certainly fulfill the request made when reciting these verses. These are both du'as and will be accepted because Allah has himself advised them. The Tafsir Itqan mentions that Surah Al-Fatiha is a correction of all the themes contained in the Quran, thereby serving as an introduction for them all. This is so because all previous religions and the Quran contain the four fundamental sciences, the science of principles, and this comprises of the following three aspects: understanding the attributes of Allah, which are mentioned in the first two verses of Surah Al-Fatiha; prophethood, which is alluded to in the verse, the path of those whom you have favored; judgment day, which is referred to in the verse, master of the day of retribution; and secondly, and then the science of worship. This is referred to in the verse, only you do we worship. The science of patronage, that is making oneself subservient to the injunctions of the Sharia. This is contained in the verses, only you do we ask for help and guide us upon the straight path. The science of narratives, which relates to the incidents of previous nations. The purpose is to gain lessons from their experiences, leading people to emulate the good folk and to discard the behavior of the evil folk. This purpose is contained in the verse, the path of those whom you have favored, not the path of those who have incurred your wrath, nor those who have gone astray. Imam Muslim has reported from Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah says, I have divided the salah, that is one of the most important aspects of salah, in half between my slave and myself. My slave shall receive whatever he asks for. When he recites, all praise is only for me, the Lord of the universe, all praise is only for Allah, the Lord of the universe, I say, my slave has praised me. When he recites, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the beneficent, the most merciful, I say, my slave has lauded me. When he recites, master of the day of retribution, Maliki Yawmiddin, I say, my slave has glorified me. When he recites, only you do we worship, and only you do we ask for help, Allah says, this is between my slave and me. My slave shall have what he asks for. This means that the person has acknowledged the fact that he should worship only Allah. He has thus made himself worthy of attaining Allah's mercy and forgiveness by absolving himself from polytheism and shirk. He has also understood and announced that help must be sought only from Allah. Thereafter, when the person in salah recites, guide us upon the straight path, ihdina siratul mustaqim, the path of those whom you have favored, not the path of those who have incurred your wrath, nor those who have gone astray, Allah says, this is for my slave. He shall receive whatever he asks for. The recitation of the ta'awudh, that is a'udhu, and tasmiyah bismillah. Whenever a person commences with the recitation of the Quran, he must recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from shaitan, the devil, the accursed. This phrase is referred to as a ta'awudh. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from shaitan, the devil, the accursed. After reciting the ta'awud, one should recite the tasmiyah, that is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Whenever a person wants to occupy a home, he must first rid the home of harmful influences. Only then can he decorate the house and make it livable. In a similar manner, a person has first to remove the evil influences of shaitan, the devil, from his heart before reciting the Quran. It is for this reason that he recites A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Thereafter, he decorates his heart with Allah's beautiful name when he recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim should also be recited before reciting all surahs of the Quran, with the exception of Surah Bara'ah, Surah Tawbah, where the Tasmiyah will not be recited after completing Surah Anfal and commencing Surah Bara'ah, Surah Tawbah. The details of this will be mentioned when we come to that particular aspect. Now, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, the Tasmiyah, Bismillah, is actually a verse of the Quran, which was revealed to separate the various surahs. However, it does not form part of these surahs. It is only a part of Surah An-Naml, which includes the actual words, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Innahu min Sulaiman, Innahu Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the second ruku. Since the entire Ummah is unanimous about the fact that Surah Al-Fatiha consists of seven verses, certain scholars like Imam Shafi Rahmatullah alayhi say that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim forms the first of these seven verses. According to the other ulama like Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah alayhi, the seventh verse of Surah Al-Fatiha is not the part of those who incurred your wrath, nor those who have gone astray. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not know when a surah ends till Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was revealed. When it was revealed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew exactly when a surah terminated. Ma'lumati Tanzil reports that the appearance of the tasmiyah before every surah is to teach man that he should recite it every time he begins a surah. This forms part of the etiquette of the recitation of the noble Quran. So much to learn, so beautiful aspects, the names of Surah Fatiha, the importance of ta'awudh and tasmiyah, a'udhu and bismillah, and the virtues of Surah Fatiha and the concluding verses of Surah Baqarah as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.